Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry, presents Alfred Drake and Jackie Kelk in Bullseye for Sammy. Scores of better things for better living are made by DuPont from salt, the same white crystals that you use three times a day on your dining table. After melting salt and breaking it down into its elements, sodium and chloride, DuPont makes many compounds that are essential in war and highly useful at home. These go into tetraethyl lead, an important ingredient of high-octane gasoline, into sodium cyanide, which is used to harden steel, into textile bleaches and dyes, and into pharmaceutical chemicals used by Army and Navy doctors, all produced by the chemist from salt. Tonight, DuPont presents Bullseye for Sammy, starring Alfred Drake as Lieutenant Alfred Helfer and Jackie Kelk as Sammy Bryan, a kid from the cinder lots of Jersey. Our play is the factual story of Sammy Bryan and his personal war against the Axis. How he joined the Navy and was sent to the Submarine Chaser Training Center at Miami, where he ran up against Commander E.F. McDaniel. It's also the story of Lieutenant Alfred Helfer, skipper of PC-627, the little boat that fired the first shot, a shot before H hour, in the invasion of Sicily on July 10, 1943. DuPont presents Alfred Drake as Lieutenant Alfred Helfer and Jackie Kelk as Sammy Bryan in Bullseye for Sammy, written by Lawrence Schwab on the Cavalcade of America.
This is the Submarine Chaser Training Center on the Miami Bayfront. It is a Monday morning in March, 1942. The new batch of men from recruit camp, boots they're called, has just arrived. From schools, factories, farms, and pool rooms, they've come down here to the tip of Florida for their first lessons in seamanship. And here they are, lined up on the beach, being instructed by a chief petty officer.
Now, you guys, watch my hands. The first thing to know is to how to tie up your ship. There. Now, this here is a bowline, see? Here, you try it, sailor. You with the curly hair. Here, take the line. It won't bite you.
Oh, I can do it. But what's it good for?
What's it good for to tie up? Wait a minute, Boot. What's your name?
Bryan. Sam Bryan.
Bryan, huh? How old are you?
17.
Oh, 17, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And no cracks. Because when I'm an old pot like you, I'll know more than how to tie a couple of hunks of string together.
Son, I don't think you're going to enjoy the Navy. Why'd you join up for anyone?
Because I don't like to walk.
Oh, so you don't like to walk, huh? Well, let me tell you something. Attention! Good morning, Commander McDaniel.
Morning, Chief. As you were, men. Showing them how to tie a bowline, I see.
Among other things, yes, sir.
Looks mysterious, that knot, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, men, at first many things about the Navy will seem mysterious to you. Especially why you're in this outfit, and I don't blame you. You know, there was a time when the men on the big ships of the Navy thought our little boats were only eggshells, and just about as useful. But after a while, they found out different, and so did the enemy, and so will you. Lots of things are different now, but some of them are still the same. It used to take months and sometimes years to build a big ship. You can build a big ship in 72 days now. But it still takes 21 years to make a man. And that's what we aim to make out of you fellas before we get through with you. Men. Men to fight subs, to sink them, and to keep on sinking them. This is a personal war. When you're out there alone on combat duty, it's what you've got against what the enemy's got. In ships, in tactics, and in personal courage. There's nobody to call on for help. So remember that while you're going through this training. What you'll learn today or tomorrow may be the difference between victory and defeat for your ship, between life and death for you. That's what it's like in a personal war. That's all. Carry on, Chief.
Hurry up, sailor. You'll be late.
I'm in no hurry.
What's your name?
Brian. What's yours in case I should ever be interested?
I'm Jenks. Tom Jenks from Indiana. Say, I hear that gunnery officer, Lieutenant Helfer's, done plenty of combat duty.
Well, if he likes to fight so much, what's he doing here? I ain't never yet heard of a naval battle on dry land.
I hear he's only here for a short while.
Hey, pipe down. You guys are late. See me after class. All present, Lieutenant Helfer.
Very well, Chief. This man is the breech block of your 3-inch gun, the gun you use against enemy subs on the surface. Now, this is the pointing mechanism, this the training, and into the breech goes this type fixed ammunition.
What a pipe that guy's got. Shooting the breeze in Miami while the smokes are getting chucked full of useless dope just to go out and get shot at.
Hey, Jersey, I want to listen. Besides, look at them ribbons. 3 engagements.
So what?
Pipe down, you men. If you don't want the dope, keep quiet while the others get it. You there, what's your name?
Brian, sir.
Well, Brian, read that sign on the wall out loud.
Yes, sir. To all instructors, is some youngster going to return to haunt your conscience because you didn't prepare him? Get hot.
Commander McDaniel put that there.
What a school. They bawl out the teacher instead of the pupils.
Four weeks go by. Four hard weeks of training. 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. With this preliminary instruction period over, Sammy is assigned to his new home, PC-627. In command is the same Lieutenant Helfer who had been Sammy's instructor in gunnery. PC-627 is about to start on a cruise in the Gulf Stream on battle practice. Lieutenant Helfer and his second-in-command, Ensign James, are standing on the bridge.
General quarters, Mr. James.
General quarters, sir. Quartermaster, sound GQ.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ready for action, sir.
Okay, Mr. James. Everybody seems to know their stations. Secure from general quarters.
Secure from general quarters.
Secure from general quarters.
All secure, sir.
Very well. Resume cruising speed. Course, 172.
Coming on 172, sir.
General quarters. A fourth time today, and yesterday, and the day before. Me carrying a 1,000-pound fuel drum around like I was a truck. And for what? Just so the big gold-braided punk up there on the bridge can watch us sweat.
I carry the other half of the drum. Don't forget that, Jersey. What do you think we have general quarters for? So we'll know what we're doing when we get the real thing. You just mope in your mouth too often, boy. Go lie down and cool off.
That's what I'm gonna do, farmer. Lay down right here in the sun till we hit the beach.
Sailor, rise and shine. The fuel tank calls.
I got enough of this, Navy. I got more than I can take.
What are you going to do about it? Write to Admiral King?
Wait till the end of this cruise. Wait till my little footsies touch dry land again. You just wait.
You going AWOL?
I don't know what you call it, but I sure would like to see New Jersey again.
And at the very next opportunity, Sammy Bryan went AWOL. But a boy in Uncle Sam's sailor suit can't wander around long without question. And pretty soon, Sammy found himself back in Miami, under arrest, and about to appear before Commanding Officer McDaniel.
Hey, you, Brian. They're ready for you now.
Oh, what'll they do to me?
What they always do to court-martial. First, Commander McDaniel gives you the third degree. Then they cut off your ears. Then they put you in the brig for 10 years. And then... Okay. In you go. Brian. S. Seaman, second class, sir.
Step up, Brian.
Give me his record card.
Yes, sir.
Born October 2nd, 1925. Enlisted Weehawken, New Jersey, October 3rd, 1942. That makes you, 17 and one day when you enlisted. What were you waiting for?
My birthday was on a Sunday.
18 days AWOL, eh? Where have you been?
Up seeing my woman.
Seeing your woman, eh?
I'm ready to take my medicine.
Sure, you are tough, I can see that. Sure you weren't homesick, son? Sure you didn't go home to Weehawken?
Did my ma write you?
So you were home.
What if I was? Oh, what do I get?
Well, since you came up to my office and asked for leave...
Oh, but I didn't.
Sure you did, sailor. Don't you remember? Guess I forgot to notify Lieutenant Helfer, your CO, that I wanted, granted you, Oh, yes. I granted you 18 days.
But
you got back in time, didn't you? Here, take this money. Phone your mother. Tell her you're not in the brig.
Here's your party.
Hello?
Hello? Brian's home laundry.
Hello, Ma. This is me.
Sammy, didn't you go back? Where are you?
Now, don't choke, Ma. I'm in Miami. Look, did you write Commander McDaniel?
No, Sammy. What'd he do to you?
He put me back on my boat.
He's got his nerve just where you said you wouldn't go. He's no good.
No, Ma. I changed my mind about him. He didn't put me in the brig or nothing, see?
I prayed, Sammy.
Yeah, yeah. I sure thought this here Mac was too tough a guy to listen to anything like that. Well, look, Ma, I'm on a sub-chaser now.
A sub-chaser? You mean you go underwater?
No, Ma. That's a sub. We chase him.
Underwater? You go underwater after him?
No. You see, a sub-chaser is a boat that chases subs when they come up to the surface.
Oh. They come up for you to chase them.
Look, Ma, I'm on a sub-chaser, see? And when you're on a sub-chaser, you... Well, you... The rest is a military secret. Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye, Sammy. Take care of yourself.
I will, Ma. Goodbye.
Lieutenant Helfer, skipper PC-627, would like to speak to you, Commander McDaniel.
Come in, Mr. Helfer.
Yes, sir.
How's everything aboard?
Shipshape, thank you, sir. Just one thing. I've got a tight little ship, and I hate to have anybody aboard that doesn't want to be there.
Oh, yes. You mean Brian. Reported, has he?
Well, yes, sir. He's sulking already.
Look, Mr. Helfer, he's just a kid. Brought up on a beer bottle. Had to eat a lot of dirt on the way up, so he's bound to spit out some. But I think you can straighten him out. Say the word, and I'll transfer him.
Oh, well, I guess I'm stuck with him, sir.
Thanks, Helfer. Here, take this with you.
Orders. We sail tonight, huh? That's great.
Hit him hard, Lieutenant. Then when you get sick of it, start all over and hit him again for me.
Yes, sir.
Everybody aboard, Mr. James?
All checked in, sir. Here's Brian. Wants to talk to you.
Hello, Brian. Welcome back aboard. What's on your mind?
That's this, see? I don't like being no cook's helper. That's what they put me on. That ain't no man's work.
Well, show me you can do better, Brian, and you'll be shoved up. You got a pretty good score on the 3-inch guns till you ducked out on us.
Oh, so you're holding that against me. Well, I might have known
you... That'll do, Brian.
Stand by to let go your stern line.
Standing by the stern line.
Stand by your bow line.
Standing by bow line, sir.
Look, sir, at least I stand to get a decent bed, don't I? Got me shoved up in a lousy hole with my chest under a steam pipe. If I breathe hard, the whole lousy boat comes down and socks me. Now, that ain't what I...
You don't like your bunk, huh? Too crowded. Well, sailor, maybe these ships are a little crowded. But there's no room for a heel on them. Remember that.
Let go aft.
All gone aft.
Let go your bow line.
All gone port.
We're in the clear. I'll take her, Mr. James.
She's yours, skipper.
PC-627 is now at sea in the Mediterranean, where in July 1943, German subs were still taking their toll of Allied shipping. On the bridge, the skipper and Ensign James are munching away on the same old monotonous rations.
Same chow again. Mm. You not only have to eat it till it runs out of your ears, but they make jeeps out of the cans and you're riding them.
The crew's been griping too, as usual, but they've sort of rounded into a good bunch, don't you think, skipper?
Best crew I ever had, James. First and best.
You know, that kid Brian's coming along, too.
Yeah, Max said he'd be all right. He bellyached plenty about going below to his battle station when we got that sub, but he went.
Well, that's the worst station aboard, down there in the hold by the gyro compass.
Somebody's got to be down there. Hey, huh? Listen.
Plane, sir. Bearing 315. I can just make them out.
General quarters. Looks like bombers.
Yes, sir. Quartermaster, sound general quarters.
Aye, aye, sir.
Can't you hear everybody? Get going! Look, guys, look at that splash. Look at it. Oh, boy, that's fancy steering. Look at that crooked wake we're kicking up.
Keep moving over there. Come on.
Hey, guys, they're aiming at us. Hey, Jinx, duck quick.
I'm staying here at my gun. Par 50 caliber's knocked one down. I can finish it.
When they come over again, get them anti-aircraft things going, you dope.
Get below to your post, Bright.
Oh, I miss all the fun.
I said, get below to your post.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's the end, I guess. We had plenty of luck that time, James.
Sure. Skipper, you rode her like a bronco. Oh, here comes Sparks running with a radio message. What next?
Radio, sir. Just came over.
Thanks. Proceed at once to previously advised base to operate with fleet in landing operations.
Landing operations?
This is it, Mr. James. This is what we've been waiting for. Invasion.
You are listening to the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry, presenting Alfred Drake as Lieutenant Alfred Helfer and Jackie Kelk as Sammy Brine in Bullseye for Sammy. Still stubbornly hating the service, Sammy, who explained that he joined the Navy only because he didn't like to walk, still has his troubles conforming with Navy discipline and routine. Personally convinced that he's the best gunner in the Navy, he finds himself aboard a sub-chaser as a cook's helper.
It is the night of July 9th. PC 627 is ordered to shove off from the fleet of transports and warships drawn up 5 miles off the southern coast of Sicily and to proceed with 24 LCVPs loaded with infantry to the beach near Gela. She is now taking in the first wave of landing barges, the feeler outers. Lieutenant Helfer, her commander, is watching for fires on the hills, fires set by paratroopers who had gone over at midnight. These, scheduled for 0230, were to give him a landmark. It is now 0240. Somewhere forward out of the dark comes the voice of Ensign James, whose job is to keep the